When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Bank satisfied with utilization of COVID-19 funds disbursed after conducting an independent audit. Meanwhile, the institution signals more emergency support for Ghana. Also in this bulletin, Institute of Economic Affairs criticizes the Bank of Ghana for its lax monetary policies, which they say contributed to record high inflation and currency depreciation in 2022. We have details of these and more, including the Joy Business Journal. Please stay. Always a delight to serve you with the very latest in the world of business. I am Pius Kojo-Baka. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. And look now at our stories. The World Bank has revealed that it is satisfied with how government utilized the COVID-19 funds disbursed during the global pandemic. The current administration has come under serious criticisms about how funds were utilized. The development forced the World Bank to commission an independent audit into how the funds were spent by government. But World Bank Country Director Roberto Brain tells Joy Business they didn't uncover any serious infractions.
Track record in that sense. There are aspects of the Ghanaian government systems that we use. There are other aspects that we don't use, where we still have our own pre-approvals and so on. But I think, institutional capacity building is incredibly important for the government as well as for us. And so we have many of our operations support capacity building on the government side, and we will continue to do that. So I think, but those are encouraging lessons. We look forward to even stronger systems in the future.
Robert O'Brien is the World Bank Country Director. Away from that, the Director of Research and at the Institute of Economic Affairs, Dr. John Kwache, has criticized the Bank of Ghana for its lax monetary policies, which it says contributed to record high inflation and currency depreciation in 2022. He advocates for stronger parliamentary oversight to regulate the central bank's activities. Dr. Kwache made these remarks at the African Center for Governance and Economic Management Roundtable discussion on fiscal and monetary policy here in Accra.
Then you have a loose fiscal agency role for the central bank in terms of budgetary financing. Now, this often emanates from loopholes in the Central Bank Act that permit excessive monetary financing. In fact, we have an example that was given by Dr. Siama. In 2022, when the Bank of Ghana extended advances to government that amounted to over 50% of the 2021 revenue, which was far in excess of the statutory ceiling of 5%. And they did that by exploiting a loose provision in the Act relating to emergency financing. And we know the consequences.
One of the leading electronic payment platforms, eTransact, says it will be leveraging on innovation and research to provide unbeatable service delivery to meet the growing needs of their customers. Board Chairman of eTransact, Professor Frimpong Manson, tells Joy Business they are committed to deliver seamless payments that are fast, convenient, and secure.
We are going to be open. We are just going to be pragmatic and see things that work and be bold enough to make them work. We are going to be innovative. I've said it. Innovation, new ideas, creative. To stay on top, you always need to be innovative. These are the things that we are going to do. We are going to work with the media, with all our major stakeholders, and we are also going to embark on research to make sure that we know the needs of the customers and how to keep them and how to bring in more customers.
Board Chairman of Transact, Professor Frimpong Manson, speaking to Joy Business there. Now, dairy firm Fan Milk has sponsored 10 street vendors to transition into full-time agents in a strategic move to create and sustainable jobs within its value chain. Speaking in an interview with Joy Business, the Managing Director, Lionel Parent, emphasized on their goal of employing about 10,000 new vendors in the coming years. He spoke on the sidelines of the launch of the Fan Milk Vendor Academy here in Accra.
This business model has been there for 60 years, and this is contributing to our growth, to sustainability of the business, and they are the heart, you know, of the business. I used to tell to people, the real boss in this business are the vendors. If they don't go out, we don't have any things to sell. You know, I can have a nice plant, I can have a nice marketing. If these guys are sitting at home, there's nothing to sell. They are the last mile between the consumer and us, and they are making the call. And the vendors who are creating employment. As of now, we have close to 5,000 vendors, and we want to go to all the way to 10,000 street vendors.
Lionel Parent is the Managing Director of Fan Milk PLC. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The competition among exhibitors and sponsors of EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair in terms of discount offered is getting very interesting, and you don't want to miss out on that. This is because another exhibitor, Superlock Technology, says it is offering potential customers 15% discount on some products. Superlock is also offering some free consultancy services and technical support to their prospective clients. Marketing executive of the company, Abigail Bafa, has been speaking to Joy Business ahead of the fair.
We usually come with very good and exciting offers. So the last time we mentioned that we have a free on-site consultation for all our clients. We come to the site, we take a look at what's going on the site and give advice on what to do and what not to do. So that's not different from this time around. We are still going to do the same thing. And then we are also offering discounts on our aluminium windows and doors. You are getting a 15% discount off. So I would entreat everybody to come to the fair and then come by our stand at Superlock Technologies Limited. We'll be more than happy to have you.
Abigail Bafa is the marketing manager at Superlock Technologies, and the EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair is happening at the Good Park near Accra Mall from August 30th to September 1. Remember to be there for all your housing needs. Now, time for the Joy Business Journal and newspapers were once sought after for topical issues in the country. Now it appears the emergence of technology and social media have whisked their interest in newspaper away. In today's Business Journal, we hit the streets of Accra to assess the state of patronage of newspapers.
Newspapers have been a trusted source of information across the globe. Many check the dailies for current happenings, analysis on social, political and economic issues, social and funeral announcements, job vacancies and more. In the past, people often stop by newspaper stands, read headlines and have conversations on some of the topical issues. Unfortunately, it appears this is not the situation anymore. The colonial masters introduced Ghanaians to newspapers in the 19th century. I had the opportunity to interact with two newspaper vendors, Francis, who usually hawks newspapers near the National Theatre on the Independence Avenue, and Auntie Rebecca. Auntie Becky tells us she has been selling newspapers since 1984.
We started in the 80s to 84. No?
I started selling newspapers in the 80s.
86.
Sales were booming in the early 80s to the early 2000s.
90 something. No?
Now sales are very bad.
10 years ago, we said,
in Ghana, the Royal Gold Coast Gazette was the first newspaper to be published in April 1822 by Sir Charles McCarthy, the then governor. However, the first newspaper to be published by a Ghanaian is the Accra Herald. It was published by Charles Bannerman in 1858. It was also the first newspaper to be published by an African. Francis, who has been selling newspapers since the early 2000s, blames newspaper reviews on TV stations and radio stations and also on social media platforms for the low patronage.
Already, newspaper reviews are discussing the major topical issues as well as online portals.
Some newspapers also attribute the low patronage to the emergence of online news portals and social media. While some newspapers have slashed production by almost 60% due to the low patronage, the situation has caused others to completely fold up. Sofia Sarr, who prefers to get the latest news from online platforms, explains why she would not go to a newsstand.
Oh, media, I'm going online and come out for checking.
I'd rather visit online portals to check out major headlines. I think it's more convenient than visiting a newsstand.
You say easy, mommy.
Though Sefa, an entrepreneur, will prefer to stop by a newspaper stand, he is not interested in buying due to the same reason.
When was the last time you bought a newspaper?
I can't remember. Oh, any information that you need now, you can easily get it on the internet. So, usually, when I stand by the stands, I just want to see the interesting stories so that I can follow up on the internet and get any information that I wanted to get.
Auntie Becky and Francis laments the harsh effects of the economic situation.
The economy is tough.
I used to sell up to 40 papers a day.
This is what they do to survive since patronage has been low.
Now I sell some
bolo
and pure water just to keep up.
With the insurgence of digital platforms and social media, it is unclear what the future of newspapers are. For Auntie Becky and Francis, they are not optimistic it may get any better. They fear the business of selling newspapers will soon close.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need for internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Just dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. I am Pius. Game Plan, I beg your pardon, is next. Do enjoy